Right now we're joined by Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library because it is that time of the week. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. How did Banned Books Week wrap up?
I know it was
awesome. We were talking about it last week.
Yes.
And we were right in the middle of it.
It was great. The cards are still up. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to be at Festifall, but that didn't happen.
That did not happen.
So the cards are actually still free right now. So if you didn't get all your set or didn't even get a set, you can come by. And then on Friday, mm-hmm. like Disney DVDs that go in the vault.
Oh, yes.
The cards are then only for sale.
Okay.
For $7.
Ooh.
Right?
All right. That's not too bad.
It's not
There's
too bad.
Really beautiful cards, too.
They
so.
Are. Or I'm a sucker for, like, a good story. So if you come up and bat your eyelashes and tell me that, you know, it was raining and
right.
your car broke down and you couldn't get the cards, I'll probably just give
Which
you
it
cards.
Which it was. It was raining.
It was.
I know people whose cars broke down.
So it was a good week. We gave away a bunch of cards. We also shipped them to teachers all over the state, and we're still doing that. And then, as I said, they're for sale in the library in our friend's store. But they're for sale anytime over the interwebs at the Friends of the Chapel Hill Public Library website, and we are shipping them kind of all over the place.
Very
We've had
cool.
orders coming in from different states. We've shipped them to different countries in the past. It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
It was a good week.
Yeah, it always is, and those trading cards are really, really cool. So if you haven't gotten a chance to look at them yet, head to the public library, check them out.
Run, don't walk.
Run, don't walk, or drive at a reasonable legal pace to get to.
You could
to.
Gallop.
You could gallop. You could trot.
Skip.
You could segue your way there.
I probably wouldn't give you cards if you segued to the library.
But you wouldn't know.
That's true.
If you drove the Segway into parking. The library, then you might get kicked out before you get your cards. Just know that, FYI. Okay, so we're doing book recommendations this week, as always.
But wait, there's more? There's more.
Uh-oh.
So I was driving over here listening, because I'm a WCHL listener.
Of course.
And you were talking about all the cool things going on tomorrow night.
Yes.
And I don't think you talked about the cool thing that we have going on tomorrow night.
Is it tea with the... No, that's not...
No. So tomorrow night, as part of the ACLU exhibit that we have up, that's going to be
I
up
have
through
not,
the...
I did not mention this.
There
no.
you go.
Yes.
So we have the traveling exhibit about the 50th anniversary of the founding of the ACLU of North Carolina up in the library right now. Through the end of November, and we are planning some programs. So there's different panels. There's eight different panels in the exhibit, each on a different theme. So free speech, civil rights, LGBTQ mm-hmm. rights, and we're having some programs based on those panels. So tomorrow night is one of those, and we brought on a new and great partner for that program. The thematic panel that it's focusing on is racial justice, and we knew that UNC Press has a tradition of publishing on that topic, especially mm-hmm. here in the South and in North Carolina. So we called them up and said, would you like to send some authors over? And they said, sure.
Yes.
So we have two authors with forthcoming books coming. So one is Professor Kenneth Jenkin mm-hmm. from UNC. He's the director of the Center for the Study of the American South. And very well known. He's got some other books, but he's got a book coming out in January that's all about the Wilmington 10, which is a seminal and very important moment in civil rights history in general mm-hmm. and in North Carolina. So he's going to be there. And then Joseph Mosnier, who is at NC State, but he's a UNC Press author, has a book coming out about Julius Chambers and his civil rights firm and their role. So it's great because it's tied in with the theme of the exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great partner, sort of a town gown thing. But also, these books aren't even out yet. So you can
awesome.
Come tomorrow night and engage with these professors on this topic.
And is this free for everyone?
It's
Everyone's
free for
invited.
Everyone.
When is it again?
7 o'clock tomorrow
7
night.
7 o'clock tomorrow night. All right. So head to the library, check that out. That's going to be a really, really cool event. And that's part of an ongoing series
Correct.
Of a really, really cool events. I know the two mayors, Clanchmont and Lavelle, were out, a couple weeks ago.
And
that was a huge thing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I wish that we had filmed that because they were just great. It was just the two of them, like old friends sitting around kind mm-hmm. of interviewing each other.
Mm-hmm.
They were funny. They were really warm. It was very good. So we have some more coming up soon.
Very cool. All right. So we're doing book recommendations this week and is it always...
Oh, but wait, there's more.
Is there more?
I was actually thinking about you the last couple of days because... So we do lots.
When are we going to get to the fireworks factory?
I don't even understand what you just said. I didn't get that. What was that?
That was a Simpsons reference.
Oh, we are watching a lot of Simpsons in my house now.
Yes, yeah.
My kids are way into the Simpsons. I don't get that reference yet, though.
The Poochie episode?
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, I must be
We're
old.
Just getting started.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You've got time.
But wait, there's more.
Okay, yes.
Okay. All right. So what was I talking about? Oh, I was thinking about you. So here's a question for you before we get started with the thing that we were going to talk about.
Yes.
We decided earlier to talk about.
Uh-huh.
We do lots and lots of field trips at the library, field trips of all ages.
Of course.
And I'm usually like, I'll come up and say hey to folks and wave at them, but I'm not usually super involved,
mm-hmm.
unless it's my second graders whose class is coming.
Yes.
So for yesterday and the day,
mm-hmm.
we had the second graders from Ephesus Elementary come in the morning.
Nice.
They had a great tour
right.
from Miss Pat and Miss Beth, and then they got story time with Miller's mom, a.k.a.
Ooh,
me.
Awesome.
So here's my question. If you were going to read to a gaggle second graders,
man.
What would you read them?
Oh, man. so we're talking 7-year-olds and 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
My first thought, Beverly Cleary.
Okay. That's good.
There's break out the Ramona books and read that. I feel like if you're doing a reading for a group of people, how much time do you have? You
probably I had like 20 minutes.
20 minutes. You want to read something that starts and ends as opposed to a
uh-huh,
chapter
right?
of something.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
You could do a chapter.
You could do a chapter, but probably better to do a start something that starts and ends. I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now.
It turns out my sense of humor.
Are they too old for Where the Wild Things Are?
They're too old for that. They're
okay.
not too old for picture books. So
right,
I did
right.
do one picture book.
Okay.
Called
okay.
Dragons Love Tacos because it was Taco Tuesday yesterday.
Of course, yes.
But apparently my sense of humor is right on the same level with second graders because I chose my two favorite
I hope we were all sitting down for that
right?
one.
Shocking. Breaking news.
Yeah.
I chose my favorite and my 7-year-old's favorite Shel Silverstein poems.
Oh,
I went
yes.
straight
oh,
for the gross
yes, yes,
stuff.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep.
Straight for the gross stuff.
Of
and
course.
Man, they loved it. I killed
yeah.
it. I read Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout, Would
yes,
Not Take the Garbage Out.
Yep.
And I read Warning, which is the one about if you stick your finger up your nose, there's a sharp-toothed snail.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
stick it halfway
yeah,
up.
Yeah, love that.
You know? So, yeah. Okay.
That's a good choice. I
right?
did not think of
Shel
Silverstein.
I was stressed about it.
That's
I was
great.
Like, I'm going
to
bomb
with
the second graders.
You do, yeah, no, you're
like,
never going to bomb with Shel Silverstein.
Gross poetry from Shel Silverstein.
Gross poetry with Shel Silverstein. It's great.
So if you ever have to read to
second graders. Next time I find myself doing that, break out the Shel Silverstein. I feel like if you find yourself having to read to, and then you could just end the sentence with anything. If you find yourself having to read to any group of people at all,
right?
they will enjoy Shel Silverstein
moments. I think you're right.
Yeah.
That's a great point, actually.
I think so. Okay, so we're doing book recommendations
but
today.
But wait, there's no more.
Okay.
okay.
And
okay.
with so many things in the news, the first thing that jumped into my head for whatever reason is two things simultaneously. First of all, America's number one movie is
The Martian.
And they just found water on Mars. Did they find water on Mars? Is that still up in the air, whether they did or not?
It's water-ish.
Like
it's water-like.
Okay.
Water-esque.
They found something on Mars.
It's moist
may
there,
be water.
Maybe.
Yes, okay. cool. So
So Mars
is our topic. So Mars, space travel, maybe getting into science fiction.
Science. Okay.
And that's our show, folks. Good night. So book recommendations related to Mars and or space travel, which is not really I'm a huge nerd, but not a sci-fi fantasy nerd. So this
you're
is
like
not
a,
my,
you're like a government political science nerd.
Yes, that's
right.
that's my
geekdom.
It's
a special
Ooh,
kind
of
nerd.
Speaking of which, I got a new recommendation.
Okay, who's going first? Me or you?
You go first.
Okay, I'll go first. First of all, the book The Martian is fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
So if I haven't seen the movie yet, I hear it's very, very good. And people that I know that love the book were very pleased with the movie. Andy Weir, I think was his name. Andy something or other
okay.
is the author of it. And it kind of came from nowhere, but it's a fabulous book. So if you have seen the movie or if you're thinking about seeing the movie, consider also reading the book.
Okay.
But when we decided that our prompt was Mars, my first thought was another book with Mars, literally in the title of it, which is called Packing for Mars.
Okay.
The subtitle is The Curious Science of Life in the Void.
I like it. All right.
So it's by Mary Roach, who's a wonderful writer. So what she does, she writes about science-y topics, but she writes in a very accessible, very popular, she's not a scientist, very accessible, popular, and really funny kind of human scale type of writing. So some of her other books, she has books like Stiff, The Curious Lives of Human Cadavers. That was
yes.
actually her first book, where she looks at mortuaries and cadavers and what happens to our bodies. She wrote one called Bonk, The Curious Coupling of Science and Sex.
Yes.
And then her most recent one is called Gulp, Adventures in the Alimentary Canal, which is all about when we swallow our food and it goes through our body, what happens. So she's a great writer. But Packing for Mars, I think, makes a great tie-in with The Martian and all of this talk, because she gets into, it's kind of like all those questions that you would want to ask an astronaut.
Okay.
Like, you learn about the science and gravity and space travel and E equals MC squared and all of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
But you really want to know, like, how do you poop in space, right?
Right.
What happens if you, like,
getting back
throw
to
up?
Beverly Cleary, where they're reading the book and they're like, where did Mike Mulligan go to the bathroom?
Right.
Like, classic
where did
scene.
He go?
Yeah. Where did he go? There's no answer to that question.
Nice time.
They're
in
actually,
there, by
right?
The way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
Thank
job.
You very much. Segway King.
So if you ever wanted
I can't
to know
go to the
what
library, but I'm the Segway kid.
So if you've ever wanted to know what it's like to poop or barf or maybe couple in space, read. I don't know if
Hopefully
I could say.
Hopefully not in that order
sex?
Or in very
sex.
Much proximity to
yes,
each other.
To get romantic in space or all of those things. Read Packing for Mars by Mary Roach. But she also goes into the great things like astronaut training and how they do all the tests on the astronauts. So it's very, very good. Packing for Mars by Mary
awesome.
Roach.
Couple in space, is that the... If I had a sound effects bank set up, I would just be able to just like reach
be?
Over and go...
Or what was the sound? Was it The Dating Game? Like the whoopee noise? Whenever somebody said whoopee or something.
Yeah, like a slide whistle,
go,
maybe.
Making
like,
whoopee in space.
There you go. Yep.
Is that better than couple?
I'm not 100% sure.
I hope I still have a job.
I hope I still have a job. It's fine. It's fine. We're good. We're good. The FCC is not paying attention
right,
today.
Of course
yeah,
not
the
not.
Budget's been cut. Okay,
yeah,
so while you were talking, I had like this whole list of recommendations, but I've thrown them all out the window now, and I've got three totally new ones based on what
because
you said.
Because there's more.
Because there's more. Okay, so the first thing that came to my head when I said I'm not a sci-fi fantasy nerd, my nerddom is a little bit different. I'm also not a comic book nerd, but there is one out there right now. I believe the authors are Vaughn and Staples. Saga is the title of it. If you're a comic book nerd, you know this already. It's great. It's what are they on now? Their fourth, I think, collection, third or fourth, something like that. I'm only two in, but it is amazing. It's about a it's about this like global war that was started by a planet and its moon, I believe, if I'm remembering right. I'm not that big of a nerd, so I might get some of the details wrong. So a planet and its moon, the denizens of each start a war with each other,
mm-hmm.
and the war sort of extends globally. So now it's this global like cold war, but actually a hot war that's going on all across the universe, and everyone is on one side or the other, and there's no neutrals, much like Harlan County. And... which is another nerddom thing. There's this ongoing war, and in the midst of this, you've got a resident of the moon and a resident of the planet who meet each other, fall in love, and have a baby.
A classic story.
Their struggle to stay alive in literally a universe that is out to get them and wants them.
It's like West Side Story, Sharks and Jets,
very much,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called? Saga?
Saga. Brian Vaughn and Fiona Staples. I haven't looked
Vaughn
that up.
Brian Vaughn is a name. I think he's a big... I come and go
Fiona
with
Fiona Staples,
graphic
definitely.
Novels.
I think Brian Vaughn is the other one.
And I believe Brian Vaughn is a big name.
Yes.
He's done a lot of graphic novels.
Yeah.
So
this came out, and it just like instantly took off. So anybody out there who loves comic books, likes comic books, tolerates comic books, go find this, read it. It's really good. And
you've sold me on it.
It's all over space, all over
I'm
the universe.
I'm particular about
yeah.
my graphic
You would really
novels.
Like it. It's very good. It's
so
very
I didn't
good.
Want to interrupt your description, but for mm-hmm. some reason, I'm just going to share a bizarre thing.
I hope you were sitting down for that one.
Right? Whenever anybody says Harlan County, which I love that there's a great DVD about everything, but
Harlan
whenever...
Harlan County, USA.
Yeah.
Yep. It's
whenever,
one of my favorite documentaries of
right?
all time.
It's
I have
really
the Criterion
good.
Collection.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
It's so good.
It's really good.
Yes.
Whenever anybody says Harlan County, immediately in my mind, I think Harper Valley PTA. And that has always
yes.
been a thing.
Yeah,
there's no connection. But from eons now, whenever anybody says Harlan County, I think Harper Valley. Valley PTA.
Every time someone says Harper Valley PTA, I always get that confused with Ode to Billy Joe.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now whenever someone says Harlan County, USA, I'm going to think of Ode to Billy Joe.
You're just going to go straight to there. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Okay.
So recommendation number two.
Okay, next. So we found water on Mars.
Yes.
First contact is not far off, right?
Of course not. No.
We're going to find the little green men or
Ooh,
something.
Ooh, that's another one.
Look at you.
I'm just writing down another one.
So I was thinking about books that talk about first contact, and
yes.
One of my favorites, also one of Susan McGuire's favorites, is a book called The Sparrow by an author named Mary Doria Russell.
Okay.
The Sparrow came out in the 90s, and she did at least one follow-up to it, but it's set not far from now. It's like 2019, 2020,
mm-hmm.
And at a remote listening station, I think in maybe Nevada or somewhere like that, they hear something out there. They've been
okay.
listening for years and years and years, hearing nothing, and they hear something. So they organize a mission to venture out and make contact. And the mission is made up of Jesuit priests.
Okay.
Jesuits, yeah.
Because
and,
why not?
What's that?
Because why not?
Because Jesuit
yeah.
priests.
Yep, yep.
And I forget, I haven't read it in a while. There might be some other folks, but the Jesuits are leading it.
Okay.
So they go out. And then they come back. And when they come back, the only person who survived is a Jesuit priest.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a very different and very damaged physically, mentally, psychologically person.
Interesting.
The rest of the book is about what happened.
Okay.
It's very engaging. It's a page-turner. If you like space travel, alien, science fiction, but it's also very literary, for lack of a better word. So I think that it's a great book club choice also.
Okay, awesome.
Really, really makes you think about when and if we do make contact, what are the implications of that? So that's The Sparrow by Mary Doria Russell.
Okay, I'm going to add to that with my own first contact book, which is, I had a different Kurt Vonnegut all ready to go based on what you had said earlier, but now I'm changing that up and going with The Sirens of Titan, which is one of my favorite Kurt Vonnegut novels. It is about, basically the upshot, it's hard to describe the plot of a Kurt Vonnegut novel. It's more,
yes.
it's more
but
the
you're gonna
theme
try.
Of the Kurt Vonnegut novel, which is, the upshot is that aliens have been manipulating human history from the very beginning in order to direct a spaceship that is traveling across the universe with a message that it's trying to send to humanity and other beings across the universe, and what the message is and how it
do you find out what the message
yes,
is?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It is very Kurt Vonnegut ending, put it that way. But that is I've read it a long time ago. The plot is a little bit hazy because the plot doesn't really matter in this case, but it's an amazing
book. What's it called?
Sirens of Titan.
Sirens
by Kurt
of Titan.
Vonnegut. I think it might be my second favorite Vonnegut novel.
Oh,
Cat's
wow.
Cradle is number one.
Wow.
But Sirens of Titan might be my number two. It's amazing. Check it out.
All right, so the last one I got comes in via Susan McGuire.
Okay.
So, you know, at like 9 a.m. this morning, I was prepping for this segment.
Of course.
Or at like 5 minutes till 4.
Right.
Either
right.
way.
Yeah. You know,
but Susan
like
McGuire was around, and we were talking about the Mars prompt, and so she agreed with The Sparrow.
Uh-huh.
And then we were talking about, well, there's, you know, The Martian Chronicles by Ray Bradbury.
Yes.
Stranger in a Strange Land, Robert
yes.
Heinlein, but that one doesn't take place on Mars.
Right, right.
And then she started just going to town on a book that I had never read.
Uh-huh.
And now I really want to. I had heard of it,
mm-hmm.
But it is Edgar Rice Burroughs' John Carter of Mars.
Oh, yes.
Which is like one of the most popular characters.
Inspiration of the lesser known movie of the same name.
And apparently
from last
the movie
year.
Is
yeah,
just
it
terrible.
Just did not very do very well. But yeah, this is one of the most influential
yeah.
science fiction novels of all time. Yeah,
exactly.
It inspires so much.
So she actually listened to it on audio, and she recommends that. So it's very pulpy. This is not highbrow stuff. This is pulp fiction at its greatest. And of course, Edgar Rice Burroughs is known for Conan the Barbarian.
Uh-huh.
But in it,
and Tarzan too.
Tarzan.
Right?
Yep. So really classic characters.
Nice.
John Carter is a Virginian, and he's very much the Victorian, and he ends up on Mars, and he's
cool.
very much a product of the antebellum South, and he ends up on Mars, and it's all about what happens there and the war that's happening there. And that's all I know about it.
Okay.
Other than there were some follow-ups.
Yes.
And I can't believe I love pulp.
You would love this, absolutely.
So I can't believe that I haven't read it. And
yeah.
Susan McGuire recommends
you
it.
You absolutely should.
John Carter of Mars.
Okay, we've got to wrap up here in like a few seconds, but I'm really proud of coming up with this one because starting with comic books, back to comic books, we want something that is set on Mars, about people visiting Mars. Weirdos from Another Planet by Bill Watterson.
Calvin and Hobbes
collection in which they go to Mars.
Done.
Yes.
Spaceman Spiff.
This isn't Spaceman Spiff. This is Calvin and Hobbes getting in their wagon and going to Mars in order to escape Earth and its pollution.
Wow.
It's an
well played,
saga.
Aaron Keck.
Yes.
You win.
Thank you.
Wednesday Book Talk. You just won it.
If you're not into Calvin and Hobbes, you should be. Go check it out. It's probably the nice thing about Calvin and Hobbes is that it hasn't been around for 20 years, but they still have it in bookstores and libraries everywhere. It's
like,
so
we have to buy fresh copies because they read them out.
Absolutely. All right, we've got to let you go, but Susan Brown, thank you so much. And when again is the ACLU talk
tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
Come there, come to the Chapel Hill Public Library and check that out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.